They pushed, filed, stamped, indexed, brief, debrief, or numbered. My life's my own.
Children.
Have a time.
Yeah. It's Hacker Voice Radio, episode 43, on the 18th of October 2002. We will be joined shortly by the I think Planet Lave is already here.
I'm here.
Cool.
Perfect.
I think Ionix is either here nor there.
I'm here, looking in the shadows.
Right. You're going to be departing us soon, aren't you?
What's that then?
You're going to be departing sometime soon.
Fairly shortly, yes, unfortunately.
Okay. Have you... Well, basically what happened was I forgot to bring my recording device. So I can't record the show. But I think Ionix has taken the bull by the horns, so to speak, and is recording for us.
I am. I'm recording it as we speak.
Fantastic.
The intro just kicked in. I think I missed the first two words of it. But
that's cool.
It's definitely recording. I'm going to leave it recording. Hopefully I can have somebody stop the recording. If not, I'm just going to fill up a hard drive.
Yeah.
And then have to edit and delete later.
Sure. Good stuff.
Either way, no worries. Oh, and I got the encoding code for Audacity to make it an MP3, so you won't have to worry about me.
Oh, fantastic.
A 6 gigabyte file.
Yeah, that would hurt a bit.
Yeah, okay. Just a little.
Just to let everyone know,
hello.
I feel like shit, and I think Planet feels like shit as well.
I'm the only one in good health today.
Yeah, damn you, vitamin C taker.
I'm gonna have to track something. I feel so different.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's the cool thing to do. I missed that memo.
Sure. How are you?
Ill.
Yeah.
I have to apologize to listeners, but I am in no state. No.
I was just thinking, I really can't do the show tonight. I mean, not only did I forget the fucking eye reverb. I feel like crap. I should be in bed sleeping or something, man. Seriously.
I think whatever you've got, you've given it to me digitally somehow.
Yeah. I sent you an email today, so I guess that could be why.
It's got germs all over it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, any news?
No, there's something there that just caught my eye a second ago, which is Microsoft using a small bunch of hackers to crack Vista.
Right.
Basically, they've got in touch with a small bunch of white hat hackers and brought them in their Redmond base. And they've just let them have a go with the new operating system and try and break it and so forth before it's released.
Cool.
Which I think is a pretty good idea.
Well, the funny thing is, it only takes a small hackers to break Vista.
Sorry?
I said it only takes a small amount to break it. I bet they've got like two.
One and a half.
Breaking
yeah.
up a
Somebody
bit
with
there,
an
mate.
Axe editor and a little bit of time on their hands.
Probably.
Hey, would y'all like to say hi to the patriarch of my technological foundation here, the one and only Pop?
Oh, yeah.
All right, here you go.
Hell yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Still there?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Definitely.
You're live on Hacks Radio.
I'm live on the radio.
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. Hello, Great Britain.
How's it going?
Very good, sir. How goes it with you?
Very well. We're all suffering some weird illness at the moment. So not even the electronic kind have been spared. Yeah.
As you can probably tell, I have laryngitis myself.
Oh, damn. So not even the distance between the ponds saves the U.S.
Yeah. No, definitely not.
Yeah. So what do you think of your son's devious electronic ways?
Well, I'm very proud of all of my sons, to be honest.
Good.
They each are unique in their own way.
Mm.
And luckily, they're all geniuses as well. That helps.
Yeah, well, we're very proud of him. I think we share the same amazement every time we speak to him and he comes up with a crazy, evil, Dr. Evil plot to do something with DNA, God knows what.
Luckily, for me, he got part of my helix as well. So. Okay, nice talking to you.
You too.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to pop off, unfortunately. But before I go, I wanted to let the listeners know that the Hackers Around the World program has been going very well.
Mm-hmm.
I got in contact with Goma, an Italian hacker who ran the decoder line for about 15 years. And he's agreed to do an interview, as well as the Iron Geek, who also agreed to do one.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We're making my way through the countries. Hopefully, by the end of the week, I'll have confirmed a German hacker as well to do an interview.
Nice.
Should be very fun, but I'm actually going to have to pop off.
Yeah, that's fine, man.
Well, enjoy the rest of the show, and when I'm back, I'll get to encoding this and recording of the show over to you.
That'll be fantastic.
All right.
Cool, man. Take care. Have fun. And when I was joining you.
All right. Welcome.
Yeah.
Have a good one, mate.
Peace, man.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, I guess it's just going to be us two ill
coughing
people.
Coughing our way through episodes.
Half alive.
I don't think I'm even that.
Yeah.
Ooh. It's bloody bird flu, I'm telling you. We're all going to die. How about yourself? Anything caught your eye today?
I did send you that email, as far as I remember.
Oh, the wireless virtual network thing.
Yeah, that's a program that people might want to check out. If I can spell Gmail, I might be able to get the link. Or you might beat me to it.
Yeah, I think it's quite a long one, so you might want to put it on the
forums.
Yeah.
I will do. I've been thinking about yesterday, about what
right.
we talked about on the show for that event. I researched the place, and it looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
Sorry if I stop coughing. Stop talking.
That's cool. I'm doing the same.
It's probably because
mate.
I'm coughing or. I'm trying not to throw up. Or I'm experiencing heavy fucking heartburn. I don't know if anyone else gets heartburn, but I get really, really, really bad heartburn, like paralyzing heartburn.
You might want to get that checked out, mate.
Yeah, I've been told by many people, I think you should go to the doctor. I'm like, oh, no, it's fine. Like, well, you know, you could have, like, a stomach ulcer. And you could be slowly dying, which is why you're turning a funny colour.
Nice.
So, yeah. In the news, iPod tax causing sour apples. Apple Computer is stepping up a push to get iPod accessory makers to pay for the right to connect to the popular music player. From the article, it's not clear what means Apple might enjoy if the companies don't go along, but as Apple declined to comment on that, throughout many manufacturers have signed up for the program so far. Some have complained in private that it's too high a price for Apple. The move is a change to profit further from the empire, as built from the iPods, that given that the market is such add-ons Given the market for such add-ons, it's estimated that the hundreds of millions of dollars per year could be profited from this. Yeah, it's just another fucking sneaky way.
More money grabbing. I can't see why they'd want to do that, because surely the more accessories out there, it's all free advertising every time someone stamps iPod on a package, whether it's an iPod or not. And the more accessories you get, the more stuff you can do with it, the more useful it is, therefore the more desirable it is. So they're shooting themselves in the foot just trying to get a few extra bucks.
Sure. Yeah, man, not much else really in the news that's kind of caught my eyes, but as I was saying, I was thinking about the Open Hacker event, and I thought it's going to be pretty cool, because we're going to be isolated on that island.
Yeah.
And I don't think people realize what that means, to be isolated on one island with somebody that's just purchased an SA-80 rifle.
You're going on the killing spree, aren't
you? Yeah. And somebody called Belial, fear me. Today I purchased an SA-80. You know what an SA-80 is.
Well, I assume by what you just told me, it's a rifle.
Yeah. Well, Google SA-80. It's the standard assault rifle for the British Army.
Oh.
I'm fully trained to fire and operate this rifle. I have an RAF marksmanship with the SA-80.
Oh, it's one of them.
Yeah. So, it wasn't too dear. So, for the police listening, it's a working replica, okay, motherfuckers?
So what's it doing, firing blanks?
No, it fires rounds.
Alright.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's less than lethal. So it'll just kill you a little bit. What?
How does that work? Less than lethal gun.
It only kills you a little bit. Yeah. Yeah. I'll be bringing that along.
Fuck it, I'm not going.
Oh, I'm just kidding, man. I'm not going to kill you. You're at the bottom of my list.
Just maim you a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. What else was I saying? Yeah, it's going to be fucking fantastic, you know, if it all goes well. I'm just like, oh man, this is going to be so far away. Because it is. It's like 9 months away, isn't it?
Yeah, it's July next year.
Mm.
Plenty of time to get prepped for it, and maybe between now and then I can get a working laptop.
Yeah. God, it takes so long.
It does.
That's why we've got, you know, like, very cool stuff, like 2600 meetings.
Yay.
To keep us going. Next one is this coming Friday.
Friday, yeah.
Yeah, so, catch me. I don't think you're coming, are you?
No. Okay. No. I rarely make it to the mid ones.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're travelling and etc.
Yeah. I understand. Cool, okay. I will definitely be there. Unless I'm stopped otherwise by this fucking alien flu. Or whatever they call it. Oh, sorry, avian. Avian, that's
it. It feels alien.
It's alien flu, man. The most annoying thing is I had to take the bus today.
Yeah.
I was forced to do that because I was too ill to ride on my bicycle. And there was just some woman coughing and sneezing, and I was like, ah, I'm in close proximity with the fucking death virus. I must protect myself. So instead of, you know, pulling out some sort of defensive weapon, I had to move along, shuffle down the bus.
You didn't get your SA-80 out then?
No, well, it hasn't arrived yet. It should arrive by the end of Friday. So, well, don't expect me to fucking bring that to the mid-month, man. I'll get fucking... I'd get killed.
it's bad enough as it is.
Yeah.
You know, with the police out there, they're just stopping you for any reason.
Yeah.
Handcuffing people.
Exactly.
You know, you'd start waving a replica around. Mm. You'd just be shot on sight.
Sure.
You know. And then look what happened to that Brazilian bloke.
Yeah, exactly.
He didn't even have a piece on
him. Ah, I know. But, Sapphire doesn't approve of it.
I'm not surprised.
She said, don't ever fucking get it out while I'm, like, next to you sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think she...
I agree with her.
Yeah. Well, it's just a rifle. What?
That's what Lee Harvey Oswald said.
Yeah. Well, he's innocent, so...
Oh, yeah, Patsy. Patsy Palmer.
Yeah. Yeah, so... Sorry, I'm flicking through all these really fucking saucy pictures while I'm talking.
What do you got?
Oh, just some stuff Sapphire sent me.
Girlfriend porn.
No. Yes, this is something we talked earlier in one of the episodes in season one. You remember when we talked about hidden codes in printers?
No.
Like when a printer prints something.
No, when still you, don't remember it.
When you print something with your printer,
yeah.
It prints a microscopic code that displays the serial number.
Alright.
Yeah. And it identifies everything you've printed from it.
Mad.
Mm. So that if, in case you did manage to print off one of those threatening letters to George Bush, they could trace via the serial number where that printer was bought, hence to you.
That's pretty swish.
So... some clever guys at MIT have cracked the code. Pardon me, the EFF, the Electronic Frontier Foundation. Now, these are some cool guys. They recently broke the codes behind the tiny tracking dots that some color laser printers secretly hide in every document. The US Secret Service admitted that the tracking information is part of a deal to struck with a selected color laser printer manufacturers. They identified counterfeiters. However, the nature of the private information coding in each document was not previously known. We found that dots from the latest line of printers encode the date and time of your document was printed, as well as the serial number of the printer. So basically, they identify everything that you've printed.
That's mad.
Yeah, which is kind of... Well, it's kind of raw, man, if you think about it. I mean, I've been printing out these fucking £20 notes for years, and now I just find out about this. God, I'm going to have to, like, completely change my approach.
You're going to have to smash your printer up to start with.
Yeah, well, either I'm going to have to, like, do something about the ink, or I don't know, man. God. Fucking newsagent doesn't know. I'm just kidding, you fuckers.
They're writing it all down, mate.
Yeah.
SA80, money.
Yeah. Dildo. Oh, no. No.
Oh, I don't want to know. I don't think my stomach can take it today.
No. I'm just kidding. Any from you?
No, I'm not seeing any interesting tech news today. I've been a bit busy, to be honest,
yeah.
So I've not looked with the usual vigour that I sometimes do when I have the time. I saw yesterday that... just completely random news, nothing tech related, but Sylvester Stallone's coming back to do Rocky 6.
Right.
How old is he now, about 70? He's an old fella.
I don't know
if he's going to be in the ring or what.
Mm.
That'd be funny.
Yeah, he's going to be the old geezer. Transparent aluminium is a reality. Many of us remember the scene from Star Trek V where Scotty bears the formula for transparent aluminium for a small run. Now
Star
it appears.
Star
Trek 4, sorry. Yes, I can't.
How much of a geek I am.
Yeah, now it appears that we can now add transparent aluminium to the science fact column. Yeah, that would be fucking cool, man. Could you imagine the uses of that?
Yeah, well, one thing you could do with it is create a whale tank on a Klingon battle cruiser.
Yeah.
Bird of prey, yeah, obviously.
Or you could create see-through body armor.
Ooh.
Not only that, with see-through body armor, you could create a see-through fortress or such, or a see-through prison. Yes, fuck yeah, baby.
So you'd have a prison full of people miming, trying
yeah.
to get out. So what is it, a plastic or metal?
No, it's aluminium, but it's see-through.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Mm.
Hell yeah. Could you imagine the uses of see-through aluminium? I mean, the first thing is it's see-through. The second thing is it's fucking strong. So you could have, like, see-through planes, see-through ships. I mean, you could have, like, an enclosed scuba diving thing that's completely see-through.
Could you? Yeah,
that'd be
good use.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. Can't really see the use for a see-through plane, but yeah, diving tank or something. Yeah.
I mean, no, come on, see-through plane. You can actually see through the plane as you're flying at 26,000 miles.
I'd shit myself.
I'd love that, man. That'd be like ultimate fucking thrill, man.
I can't get up a stepladder without being
funny. Yeah. Right. Looks like Slashdot is being overhauled, redesigned.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about these new interviews we're going to be doing with the old school hacker and a few other people, and
yeah,
also Iron Geek. I think that's going to be pretty cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm quite amazed that Iron's managed to do that. That's damn cool stuff. I've been on his site a lot, Iron Geeks, and looking at all the tutorials and stuff. I've learnt a lot from the guy. Yeah.
Mm.
I suppose it would give me a chance to say thank you.
Yeah, exactly. We want more!
Yes.
Iron Geek! I'd be like, hey man, you're not really that tough. I mean,
you
come
say
on.
That with a big ocean between the two of you.
Yeah. Yeah. I say that with an SA-80 in my hand, rubbing it ever so gently.
And the rifle.
Huh? Yeah.
And the rifle.
You dirty man! So.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, I mean, like, you know, dead air.
We're in
like,
no state to be doing this.
I should have called it quits, man. I should have gone, well, let's just say it's not going very well. I feel like crap. I forgot my fucking eye river. And, you know, I'm sure you guys can forgive me. But no. Yeah.
So you got any plans for the upcoming shows when we're feeling a bit better?
Yeah, I do. Well, I want to do that first cryptography thing.
Oh, yeah.
I want to get that done. It's going to be maybe a two-parter. Because the first part's going to be a basic introduction to cryptography.
Yeah.
The second part will be implementation and... Pardon me. Implementation and programs.
Yeah.
I guess that'll work.
Yeah, sounds good. Showing off some of the different tools you can use and what each one does best and so on and so forth, yeah.
Yeah. Any ideas from you, like, for talks or presentations? I know you wanted to do something on the lines of David, what's his name?
David Murray.
David Murray,
yeah. I was going to speak about that, but yeah, you had a very cool idea in the last show, which is contact the guy and see if he wants to say it in his own words, really. Because he's got a website out which details exactly what happened to him, with a timeline as well. Fascinating read. Scary as hell.
Oh yeah, it was fucking horrible. I mean, you can see it from both points of view, if you see what I mean. You know, like, what if he was an actual terrorist, and what if he was really kind of preparing to blow himself up, as it were. But the point I don't understand is, I mean, you'll find out later on, you know, the story, and I guess we can actually, you know, interview the actual guy himself, which would be pretty cool. Is they arrested him, searched him, said, "Oh, I'm sorry, dude, you know, we found nothing on you. We'll leave you to your thing." And then rearrested him. Just like moments after. But you get to find out why they rearrested him, and why they suspected him of dealing or being part of. The main reason was suspicion. That's pretty much it because
that's all they had to go on.
Yeah, it was suspicious that he was part of a terrorist organization.
Well, what they based it on was he went into a train station. He didn't look an officer directly in the eye as he walked past him.
Yeah.
He sat down and pulled out a piece of paper and started reading it.
Yeah.
And they thought, right, that's grounds to arrest the guy. Let's arrest him. Let's search him. Nope, nothing bad on him. Let's arrest him again. You know, let's search his flat. And all the stuff that happened to poor bloke. And what's terrifying is that here's a guy who got arrested on suspicion, based on absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
I think based on sitting down in a tube station waiting for the tube. And when you combine that with the new laws that they're trying to put in, where they can have you for 3 months without charging you, you know, that's a bloody nightmare scenario.
Sure. It's crazy, because... I mean, when you go through a tube station, I wouldn't look an officer in the eyes. I mean, I wouldn't look anyone in the eyes. You just want to get through the doors, get on the train, get the fuck out of there, get back home, you know? It's a mission. Why would you be looking at somebody's eye? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Another thing that was, they said his coat was too warm for the season, and then the on his website he's actually got a quote from the Met Office about the previous day, which says like coldest July day on record or something like that. So they're saying his clothes are too warm for the season, and it's actually bloody freezing out.
Right.
Absolute madness.
It's ridiculous. So
we'll be going into more detail on that hopefully in an upcoming episode where we'll give you the full story from the horse's mouth, maybe, and if not, then I'll just go
talk
into more detail
yeah.
about what he's actually already said on his site, which is very, very cool, and give the link to that.
Yeah, it'd be good if we could get some communication with the guy.
Yeah, I've not emailed him yet.
Yeah,
so,
I kind of read it.
It's my fault, I'm lazy.
Yeah, that's fine, man. I stayed up way too late last night. I woke up and I was like, I had the weirdest dream last night.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, most of the people that I've talked to, they've also had very strange dreams. I don't know about you.
Did it involve Angelina Jolie and a tub of vanilla ice cream?
No.
No.
That's a happy dream.
Yeah, it's good. That's why I was late for work. I wanted another couple of hours of that. What was your dream, then?
I don't remember it, but I know it was very rapid, it was very fast, things were moving past my head and stuff. It was pretty fucked up. And I woke up feeling so rough, like, you know, oh man, I really cannot cope with today. I really, really do not want to be alive today, you know? Which made the whole day seem so fucking long. I guess I just wanted to get the fuck out of there. And
get home.
Yeah, and now, well, I didn't go straight home, but now I am home. I'm doing this radio show, so I guess that kind of shows a bit of determination. Another thing I was talking about is Hacker Voice DVDs.
Yeah.
Now, we were talking about that last night. I mean,
off the air.
Yeah, exactly, off the air. If you're like, yeah, I want to do this, then we'll go ahead and we'll kind of fully announce it, and I guess we can do that now, so I don't know. Yeah?
I'm going ahead with it. It's green light. Go!
Cool.
Yay!
So,
go team.
Everyone listening, you will have the chance to view... What am I saying? View? Listen to all the episodes of Hacker Voice Radio from season 1, plus some extra cool bits in for absolutely nothing, and the total price of the DVD will be decided, I guess, by you.
£50,000.
Yeah, cool. £50,000 for a Hacker Voice DVD.
So we're going to be compiling the episodes from season 1, putting them on a nice DVD, so you dial up, guys. You'll have a way of getting to all the old ones.
And also, you'll have a chance to, you know, have a piece of history. Ooh. You know, have a piece of something very magical in your hands.
Very, very
to be able
special.
To listen to. Also, there will be some cool kind of added features, should I say. Mm-hmm. And maybe some hidden content.
Ooh.
I've said too much already. Now I must kill you. Damn.
That's a bit weird.
Yeah.
I think we have got the same weird disease thing. It's fucking us up.
Yeah, I think something's going on.
Conspiracy.
Yeah. I think that night we spent together.
You've infected my operating system.
Yes. I mean, these days I've been employing the web camera so people can actually see me at the same time as listen to the show.
Yeah.
I've posted a link. Actually, let's see if anyone's looking at me. Ah, fuck. I need to log in using the admin thingy. Yeah.
That thing's still working out for you then, the webcam gadget?
Oh yeah, it's fantastic.
Sweet.
I employ it while I'm away, you know, because
you miss your computer.
No, it's just so I can view if anything's happening outside or in my room.
Oh.
It's pretty cool on that kind of side of things. Yeah. Oh fuck! I've forgotten the administrator password for this.
Try password.
No, it's not password. Oh, I know what it is, I think.
4X21ZB7-.
Yeah.
Exclamation.
Let's try this. Ah, for fuck's sake. I can't kill the cookie. The Cookie Monster.
Cookie.
Yeah, and I don't know if you're excited as much as I am about this thing.
Which thing?
The open hacking thingy.
Conference?
Yeah.
Yeah, it should be cool. It's, I haven't been camping in years. I used to go to Glastonbury a lot, which is fantastic. But from what was said last night, there's proper accommodation if needed. I'll probably be keeping it real in the tent.
Yeah, man.
And electricity and a meeting hall and all kinds of stuff. Bring your own beer.
Mm.
So, yeah, it should be fantastic.
I take it you'll be going by car.
Yeah, I've got to, really.
So,
that'll also give us a feature of having somewhere to lock stuff away, if need be, and getting a few beers
down there. Where would you lock the car away?
Lock the car away?
Yeah.
No, I was just going to lock stuff in the boot.
But what if somebody steals the car?
Then all the stuff goes with it. That's a good point.
Then you need to buy a car to lock the car in the car. Sorry,
it's like kit for Night Rider.
Yeah. I'm going by foot. I'm going to do it hardcore style.
How far is it for you?
Not that far, actually. It's not.
Oh.
It's not terribly far from London, but it would be silly to go by foot. You know, it would probably take me 2.5 hours to get there by car.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm definitely gonna have a surprise for people. I think people will think that I'm not there, but you know, I'll be fucking sniping you from a tree. For like 3 hours, I could like assault the whole base. Yeah, man.
Nutter.
All I need is GPS coordinates. And I can aim my lasers. Yeah, man, it's gonna be cool. So, I take it you won't be giving me a lift there, no?
I could do if you want, mate.
Yeah.
I can always swing by, because it's on the way, anyway.
Yeah, cool, man.
And where I'm coming from, so yeah.
That'll be good. Yeah, I'll definitely be packing my Bergen. Some
Bergen.
Sleeping equipment. What's that?
What's that? Packing your Bergen?
My Bergen, yeah.
What's that?
It's a huge military rucksack.
Oh.
With a tent and some sleeping equipment. Sanitary equipment, first aid.
Sanitary towels.
Sanitary equipment.
All right.
So, like, you know, if you cut your arm off, you can seal it.
Good.
Because it's always important to keep yourself clean on the field. All kinds of stuff. I might even do a presentation on how to pack military equipment, you know, if you're going out on the field or something like that. Yeah.
Blimey, good stuff.
Yeah. So I'm going to be fully prepared. It'll be so funny if I'm like the only one there with like fucking like camo and face paint and...
I was going to say, you're going to turn up like you're in Predator or something like that, aren't
you? And everybody else is just going to be like in shorts and t-shirts.
Atari t-shirts.
Yeah. And like, there's like a shop just like 5 minutes walk away, and like a fucking city. And yeah, guess who's getting stopped by the police?
G.I. Joe.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I might even bring my paintball gun along.
Oh dear.
Yeah. I don't even know how long we've been going, because I can't keep a track of time.
Don't know.
No. Probably about 45 minutes or something like that. I hope. Let's see if there's any new interesting topics on Hacker Voice forums. I know you posted something, I think.
Yeah, I posted which Marvel superhero are you?
Yeah, I still haven't done that. I think I might have to do that live on air.
It tells you a little bit about my mental age. That I got really excited when I was Wolverine.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair enough, you know.
That made my day at work, it really did.
Yeah.
It's quite sad, but fuck it.
I couldn't do it at work. Because this fucking big screen came on and boobs flashed in my face.
It's never a bad thing.
So where is the link to this when you're on the page?
Which page?
Like when you're on the Liquid Generation thing. Where do you go?
I didn't actually test the link. Very professional of me.
Yeah.
Oh. I do have to apologise, listeners, but I'm about fucked.
Yeah. You should have just told me, man. Like, I can't do it, and I'll be like, yeah, okay, cool.
Cancel it.
Yeah. Not tonight.
Run away.
Oh man.
I really don't think I should have had curry on a dodgy stomach when I came home.
Bad idea. No, I can't find it.
Right, is the big flash thing come up?
Yeah.
Then go to quizzes.
Oh, stupid movie quiz. Right.
There should be a list of them.
There's stupid movie quiz. Oh, bottom right. Fuck yeah.
So there's a list, there's one or two.
Wait, I'm concentrating on the thing that's on the left, man. Which
nice.
How nerdy are you? I think I'm gonna have to take that first.
There's some other ones here as well. How wicked gay are you?
Yeah.
Do you have syphilis?
Yes. No. No. That's some cool music, man.
It's not bad, actually.
Now, let's see if this gives me an option to turn this fucking music off. Oh man, that's not good for radio. Yeah, I'm just gonna take that later because this is gonna be pissing people off. Looks like TC is the Punisher. Yeah.
That he is.
Oh, and if anyone is questioning my avatar. Basically what that is a GSM interceptor, which basically scans GSM networks and you can record conversations on the network on any phone.
Cool.
And scan people's stuff, which is also very cool. Don't know if you've ever heard of those kind of devices.
I've never.
Guess how much it kind of costs?
A pound.
It costs $400,000.
Fuck.
And it can only be sold to governments or law enforcement agencies. Yeah.
Mad.
No, me and my Onyx were dreaming up plots of how to kind of acquire this equipment. I think I might pretend to be a Bolivian government and get that sent to me somehow.
Need to buy your own island, start a government.
Yeah. Yes, we don't have a cellular network, but in case we do, we might want to scan our population of zero.
Belial Island.
Yeah. Fear me.
Is it the hollowed out volcano?
Oh man, you know the coolest thing? I think, like a friend of mine was actually, you know, the guy that was in the first ever episode, like the pilot episode, if you remember.
Yeah,
he was thinking up ingenious ways of what to do with millions and millions of dollars, and he found a website that actually sells islands.
Right.
You can actually buy your own island.
Cool.
Yeah. Shit, man, that's some fucking cool stuff. Now, some of these islands have pre-built mansions in them, okay?
Wow.
Yeah.
How much are they going for?
Don't ask. Quite
a million.
A few million, yeah. A few million.
God.
Yeah. Somewhere around the billion margin, but some were pretty cheap if you think about it, okay? Like, if, let's say you were, like, a fucking multi-millionaire, okay, and you could probably get a mortgage on one of those fuckers, you know? No problem.
We better get selling them DVDs.
Yeah, what? Man, yeah. Fuck yeah. Could you imagine the Hacker Voice Island? Oh, I'm fucking emigrating. Yeah, that'd be cool. Can you imagine the parties on your own private island? Yeah, it's like, you know, it's your own country, so you can do whatever you like, and laws don't really apply, so I guess you could pretty much do anything, and yeah. Yeah, man, that's some cool stuff. Well, what would you do?
I'd run around with a sword and call myself king.
Yeah.
Basically. Until I got bored.
Yeah.
Take about 10 minutes.
Okay, so shall we kind of close things off? Because I'm nearly dying here.
Yeah, I think we might as well. I'm about bollocked as well, I'm afraid.
Okay, we'll be closing off with some industrial electronic sounds.
Stay tuned for some non-ill episodes coming up.
Yes, hopefully
soon
tomorrow.
As we get to the chemist.
Yeah. Vitamin C injections, here I come.
Hell yeah.
Okay, man, take care.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone.
Yeah.
Good night.
Good night.